This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Hey, remember tariffs from back in the Trump administration? Steel and aluminum, most famously, but also tariffs on a whole slew of other items, on a whole slew of our allies and our non-allies as well. President Biden lifted a lot of those import taxes that had been levied on the European Union, which is perhaps one reason why a lot of Brits are maybe rethinking Brexit, putting the UK outside the European Union and its trade advantages, as it does. In a joint statement today, the United States and the UK said they are going to hold a fresh set of talks on tariffs, no timing specified. And as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports now from a foundry in Chesterfield, up in the north of England, British steelmakers, they've about had it.
Business is still buoyant at United Castbars. The boss, James Brand, says the foundry's going at full blast.
We've got 2 8-ton melting furnaces, which are taking steel scrap and pig iron, and we're melting it down to liquid at 1400, 1450 degrees Celsius.
But the foundry now faces a headwind in its transatlantic trade, a major disadvantage. The US has lifted its tariff on steel exports from the EU, but it hasn't done the same for the Brits.
The UK is still saddled with the 25% duty, and since the agreement was put in place with Europe, there's going to be a certain amount of material now that can go from Europe into the US duty-free.
Making it 25% cheaper than the British product. Brand's company won't suffer overall. It has a subsidiary in the EU and is now planning to supply its American customers from that foundry. But this is a setback for the UK side of the business.
It's a few hundred tons of material that won't be made here in this foundry now. It'll be made at our sister company across in northern Spain. There is a loss of that turnover and those direct volume of sales from the UK factory.
The fact that the US tariff has not been lifted from the Brits, says Chris Glisterer of the UK Steel Trade Association, compounds a major problem for the British industry, since the US is its second largest export market.
The tariff has been hugely damaging for UK steelmakers. Exports have halved compared to 2017.
The Brits have been pleading unsuccessfully for the tariff to be lifted since Biden took over the presidency. It was especially galling for the UK, therefore, when Biden obliged the EU 2 months ago and struck a deal with the head of the bloc's executive arm, Ursula von der Leyen.
Mr. President, you and I, we have today agreed to suspend the tariffs on steel and aluminium.
Just why the US has favoured the EU and snubbed the Brits isn't hard to fathom, says Peter Holmes of the UK Trade Observatory.
The EU has just got a lot more clout and goodwill in the United States. So the United States is not in a particular mood to do favours for the British government.
Far from it, he says, the deeply pro-Irish Biden has sided with the EU in a post-Brexit spat with the UK over the Irish border. And so the White House isn't going to give up an important bargaining chip.
If it removes the tariffs, then it's lost a stick to beat the UK with.
Brexiteers are fuming. John Longworth, a former member of the European Parliament for the Brexit Party.
It's almost as the United States has taken the decision to punish one of its greatest allies.
He says the Irish border issue is irrelevant to the question of US-UK trade, and he accuses the US of meddling in the UK's democratic decision to leave the European Union.
It's a very strange situation that we have the United States preaching about democracy, and yet they're actually undermining and ignoring the democratic will of the people of the United Kingdom.
Foundry boss James Brand doesn't want to get into the row about Brexit. For the US, he has a simple message.
Please receive us at the table and listen favourably to what we've got to say. Let's get us all onto the same level playing field.
If the US tariffs are not lifted fairly soon, he says, more British steel production may shift to continental Europe and never come back to the UK. In Chesterfield, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.